Talene and Marshall Jackson live in Mount Pleasant, but their hearts are in the UP.
We try to get up here as much as we possibly can.
We just love it up here.
Yep, the people are amazing.
The Jacksons are sitting on a park bench, looking at the Mackinac Bridge after spending a June weekend in St. Ignace. They've been all over the UP and say they love the slow pace.
We'll drive until we see something shiny and we'll pull off, and we will stop 5 times in 10 miles. So it's just a different mindset up here.
Whatever it is, there's a lot fewer people coming up here to enjoy it in recent years. Compare last year to the late 1990s, the number of people crossing the Mackinac Bridge was down more than 2 million. 2 million. There's no single explanation for this, but the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs in southeast Michigan may account for a lot of it. Joe Durham opened his coffee shop, Java Joe's, in St. Ignace 18 years ago when the crowds were peaking.
When the automobile companies had their shutdown for the 2 weeks for their model change, it would be like the 4th of July. It really would be. They did it in like the middle of July. And it was huge. It was a huge bonus for us.
There are other issues. People are taking shorter vacations these days, and the UP is a long drive. And Joe Durham thinks another problem is people don't want to unplug anymore.
And quite often there's areas here where we can't get the internet, and so they can't play with their games. And it's, don't get me going on that.
Go west out of St. Ignace on US 2, and you can't even get cell phone service for long stretches. Out here, the decline becomes more visible. Shuttered motels and abandoned restaurants, weeds reclaiming unneeded parking. Bob Brodbeck is one of the owners of the Balsams Resort.
When I was first coming up here, even in the 80s and so on, you know, there were more places around, you know, Blaney Park and places like that, which all that stuff is all closed down.
The Balsams is doing pretty well. It offers an experience that was once a staple of UP travel in the 20th century, log cabins.
The first cabin was built in 1927. And the others were added in a few years after that, in the early 30s. And every single cabin is different. So most of them are set up something like this, where they have one or two bedrooms. Some of them just have one. And then the other one I'm going to show you is very unique because it has what's called alcove beds. They're just the beds are just built into the wall.
There's no internet in these cabins, not even cable TV. But Brodbeck's wife, Sue, says customers who stay in them become personally attached.
It's kind of their cabin, and then they leave, and someone else thinks it's their cabin. So I think people have really gotten a sense of ownership about the place. They just really enjoy coming here year after year.
That might just sound like advertising, but it was that sense of ownership that helped a lot of people develop deep ties to the UP, ties that became traditions. Chris Rector is with a development group based in Marquette called Northern Initiatives.
Families would rent that cabin, they'd rent it for a couple weeks, and then before they left, they'd say to the owner, we'll see you again next year. They'd come back the next year, the next year. And again, in some cases, they were doing this for generations. It was, you know, I would come as a child, and then as I got married and had my own children, I'd be bringing my children back, and even grandchildren in some cases.
But Rector says those traditions have been chipped away. Some resorts that didn't close sold off the cabins to individual owners. And Rector says that's why the UP now has to pay close attention to travelers who may not have long-standing ties with the area, but come for other reasons.
So 10 years ago, we might not have seen as many kayaks in the area, and now we've got water trails in the Upper Peninsula. And so how do we let people know where the great places are to put in your canoe and to what rivers there are to paddle? And for those people that want to explore the Big Lake, how do you access that?
Then you're going to go up to Paradise. At Paradise, 123 goes west. You're going up here to Whitefish Point. There's a shipwreck museum, maritime museum.
At Java Joe's, Joe Durham is telling customers where to go.
The Edmund Fitzgerald is right out there. Okay.
Places like these still draw big crowds. 500,000 people stopped at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore last year. But Durham also thinks the region should do more to inform people what's here. And he thinks the UP should develop some new attractions. He says the cultural heritage of St. Ignace would be a big draw today.
When I was growing up, down here, the Indian village had a bunch of little teepees, and the natives, okay, were making black ash baskets, pottery, and things like that. And you could go watch them do this, okay? They would take their natural dyes and dyeing cloth, and they were doing all sorts of things like that. It's all gone.
Durham also thinks St. Ignace needs a brew pub. He'll even tell you which shuttered restaurant you should open it in. He says his wife won't let him do it. They already own 3 restaurants here. It might be the right time to invest. The Mackinac Bridge Authority says traffic over the bridge is up 7% so far this year. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette in St. Ignace.